programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership.
This is Sally, but I'm here today with Glenna Darlington, Kelly Vaughn, and Michelle Merling to talk about a new program in Colonial Beach called Heart and Soul. So I'll start with you, Michelle, if you want to introduce yourself.
Sure. My name is Michelle Merling, and I am a full-time resident here in Colonial Beach, been coming down here for almost 30 years, and I'm one of the core members of the Community Heart and Soul program.
I'm Kelly Woods Vaughn. I live here in Colonial Beach, or just outside of town. I am a business owner. I am part of the Chamber Board, also the Economic Development Committee, and on the team of Community Heart and Soul.
And I'm Glenna Darlington, and I live with my husband, Alan. We have been coming here for a number of years, but live here full time now. And I am a core team member as well, and I love Colonial Beach.
I'm so excited that we're having this meeting today, because you are, in addition to being wonderful women doing great things in the community, I also like to think of you as my friends, so this will make this a lot more fun. And we're going to start with an introduction of the Community Heart and Soul program. Who wants to take that on?
Well, this is Kelly, and it's kind of exciting. A gentleman by the name of Lyman Orton, who lived in Vermont currently and still, served on the town's planning commission. And as their town was growing, very similarly to Colonial Beach, he thought, you know, there's got to be a better way of getting our community involved and being a part of all the changes and growth. And he created this program called Community Heart and Soul. It has been tested in partnership with over 90 small cities across the United States. And it's got a proven process for engaging a community and shaping its future. So as our town continues to grow, we really need to reach out and work with the people that live here and work here and play here, because that's kind of our tagline is work, play, live in Colonial Beach. It's based on three very powerful principles of involving everyone. So think about 22443 as a whole, not just our town per se. Focus on what matters most, and that's, again, all-encompassing of everyone who works, lives, and plays. And play the long game. So Community Heart and Soul helps towns move forward to a brighter, prosperous future and brings community residents closer together.
Okay, so let's back up a little bit and talk about that 22443, because I know when I first moved here, I assumed that if you lived in 22443, you lived in Colonial Beach, which you do on one level, because you use the town services, you come into town and shop and go to restaurants and all of that. But I love that the idea of Community Heart and Soul is to reach everyone who considers themselves part of the town. By the way, you're going to hear that every now and then, because Michelle and Jenny have this gorgeous grandfather clock in their home, so it may ding from time to time. A little ambiance.
We couldn't figure out how to put it on pause.
Yeah, it's not that kind of clock.
No.
Yeah. But I love that people in town can all feel a part, whether they're within the corporate limits or just within the zip code.
Yes, and that 22443 includes six neighborhood communities. I didn't know that. I'm a relative newcomer. So those six communities are Eptide, Shellfield, Westmoreland, Potomac Shores, The Meadows, Placid Bay, and Oak Grove.
Fantastic.
So it is the entire population, not just in town.
So nobody's left out.
22443.
Yeah, I think in town we have about just under 4,000 residents, mm-hmm. but collectively to 22443, we're around 10,000
yes.
residents.
Wow.
So there's a large percentage of the people who are part of our community that live outside of those town limits.
Right. Well, they're not all necessarily rural, I guess. Many of these people live here as a bedroom community to get to Dahlgren or Fredericksburg or even
DC.
Farther afield,
yeah.
D.C.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell me what makes this program special, different.
So I'll take this one. The Community Heart and Soul is a formalized program, so it already has a track record of being successful in other cities across the country. And they have four phases, and we have already gotten through phase one, which is called Imagine, and that took quite a bit of time. And that was also trying to get funding and be approved by the formal Community Heart and Soul program.
Okay.
They have to pick you and understand what your concept is and make sure that it's a good option for them to invest in, because they start off with giving us a $10,000 grant that we would match funding on. So we've been accepted. Phase one is completed. Phase two is connecting, and that's going to be the fun part, where we're going to be able to do storytelling, and we're getting ready to move into that phase right now. Phase three is a plan, and then phase four we act. So I think it takes a couple of years to finish all of that, if we've talked to some of the other small towns that have done it. But I wanted to just mention a couple other things, that the other community heart programs across the country, they had key themes that they had come out of this, and one included building pride and confidence in the town, increasing civility and respect for one another, residents feeling more connected to one another, new leaders emerging in the town, and last but not least, the town officials gain a deeper understanding of what matters to the residents, and the town is better prepared to respond to emergency situations. So we're hoping that we can have that happen in our town as well going forward.
Say more about this as a national program, because you mentioned that, and you started with saying that it began in Vermont,
right?
But now it is a national program.
It is. There's 90 different cities that have either completed or in process, or are, you know, in their different phases. So it's been proven, and it's really helped a lot of communities. If you go in and you look at Community Heart and Soul's website, there's a lot of information that you can glean, and there's a map where you can click on different cities, and it will pull up kind of what they've done. And it's great, because for a community that's like us, that's just starting, there's some great lessons learned, and also some great ideas and opportunities that we can possibly use or learn from as we create our program when we're storytelling and looking at future.
It sounds like such a positive program.
Yes.
So, Glenna, you have some thoughts about how this program will work in Colonial Beach and how it will be staffed, because I imagine you have to depend on some staff people.
I think the important thing to continue to emphasize is that it is resident-focused and resident-driven, and that, again, the entire population should be involved in it. And one thing that Heart and Soul does is try to engage the whole community to look at, number one, what do you love? Identify what you love about your community. After you do that, then you can look to the future. What do we want for the future? And then how do we do it? How do we achieve it? We are staffed. Not much. We have a coach who has guided us through the first phase.
And this is someone from the national program?
Yes, her name is Anne Clave, and she is effective, efficient, wonderful. Like I said, she successfully guided us through phase one, and we will be looking at hiring a program coordinator. That job description is still being developed, so stay tuned. We'll be advertising it, and hopefully we get some good applicants to help us.
So for all those program coordinators out there, keep your ears to the ground.
Exactly.
It'll be a part-time position.
Yes.
Yeah. So tell me about the event that you're planning. Anybody want to jump in on that?
Oh, Michelle?
Okay.
Who wants to talk about the event?
All right. Well, I am just going to step back a little bit. I will say, having Anne Glave as our coach, there are some requirements that the corporate program provide for their structure. So they gave us a matching grant of $10,000, and we are, through the guidance of DCB and the Community Foundation.
DCB.
I'm sorry, Downtown Colonial Beach.
Gotcha.
And the Community Foundation, we have guidelines that we have to follow. So any fundraising and any fiduciary requirements, the foundation is going to handle that for us. Joan Fitzpatrick, who is another member of our core team who's not here today, and myself have gone through training as to what the requirements are for the funding. So we got this matching grant, and we've got, I believe, close to $20,000 or $25,000, which that will help pay the coach and our coordinator. We have a wonderful person here in town who is very excited about this program also, and we are going to do some fundraising. October 15th out at the Monroe Bay Winery, Karen Jonas and forgot the other gentleman's name.
Tim Bray.
Are going to be performing. It's going to be from 1 to 4. The food will be provided by Denson's, and we are just super excited. It's a way to bring all of the community together. We are asking for a $60 donation. That money will be used again collectively for the program. It will not be used to pay for any of the food or the event space or Karen or her team. This is all being donated by someone here locally. And those $60 donations per person will be tax deductible. So when you purchase your donation to attend, you will be able to declare that tax wise, which will be nice. We're looking to bring in at least 200, or hope to get to 200 as our target. And we will soon be putting out a link to golively.org. We are again in need of a coordinator that can help us with creating. Give Lively. We've also got a, with needing that coordinator, we're going to need to establish a Facebook page, a website, and to be able to help us manage these tickets for the fundraiser.
It sounds like a great event. I think you're probably going to get, you're going to end up probably selling out.
I hope so.
Yeah, that's, yeah. It sounds marvelous. So how would people get a ticket to the event?
So again, we're in the process of getting Give Lively.
It's a nonprofit platform for fundraisers to be able to have tickets available online. Yeah, a lot of times you could charge the fee. There's no fee when you would go out and make your $60 donation.
Wow, we should have known about that when we did
Lively.org.
So that will be going live here hopefully in another week or so. Our goal was to have everything ready by September 1st. But again, we're a small core team of about 7, and we have a little bit of limitations, but we're getting there. And we do have a pretty strong email list. And once we get this going live, we will distribute through the list that we have, hopefully word of mouth. And then also we will make sure that
Facebook page
mm-hmm. Is up and live, and we'll get it through like the foundation and DCB and the Chamber of Commerce and other organizations to get the word out. So
that's great. And of course, you all have other methods of communicating with people, because one of the things that we often hear is they didn't know about an event.
Right.
You know, so things like flyers and using the radio, obviously you're doing that.
Well, also too, as Glenna mentioned, we've got different neighborhoods. So a lot of these neighborhoods, like I live out by Westmoreland and Potomac Shores. So there's a community center there, and they've got a Facebook page. So we'll be able to get the word out to my neighbors that way, and hopefully through Ebb Tide and Placid Bay and the Meadows and whatnot.
Right. And just like right now, we can encourage anyone who's listening to spread the word.
If absolutely.
It sounds like something you're interested in.
October 15th from 1 to 4.
Nice. And who, you know, Denson's food. All you need to do is do a $60 donation. You got an afternoon of music, food, and community. What could you ask
what
for?
What else do you need? That sounds amazing.
I think so.
I love it. My thought was, when we moved here, it felt very much like whatever comes to mind when you think small town and you've never lived in a small town. It felt very much like that charming kind of, and I found that it lives up to that. But there are some ways in which the town doesn't always know what it is. Does this program help define what we are as a community?
I would say yes. I mean, it's about bringing everybody together and getting everyone's input to see who do we want to be.
Yeah.
And there's different terms here in Colonial Beach, right? There's the been-heres, the come-heres. you know, the comebackers. My wife is a comebacker. She spent her summers here as a kid, and now we live here. And, you know, the next step of this is getting more and more people involved in the storytelling component that Kelly talked about. And we want to have every different type of person in this town involved in that. The more the merrier. Because we, at the end of the day, I feel like we have differences in some areas, but we all love this town. And we want to make it better.
Yeah.
And the question is, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. Better for me might be different than better for you. And if we can all collaborate and get together and really take it to the next level.
So are these the next steps to make those determinations and reach out? How are you going to do that with this broad and diverse community?
Well, I think that, like Michelle said, that whole storytelling, and that will take a lot of coordination, which is that wonderful person that will be our program coordinator will help us with. But it's that part of it, I think all of us have thought, is the most exciting. Because even though we all came here and we love Colonial Beach, there's a lot of differences and there's a lot of diversity. And that has to be expressed, and we want to make sure that we give everybody, like we keep talking about the entire population, the opportunity to focus in on that and to weigh in on that.
And some of the other communities that have done this program, they have gone out with little small tape recorders, knocked on people's doors, you know, listened to their story, recorded it again with their permission. Find those key points as to why someone's here, what they love, what they'd like to see different, how we can improve, what we can leverage to, you know, increase. But listening to their stories and listening and being respectful of their views and opinions, because we do have a lot of community that have lived here for a very long time and are multi-generational. We also have a really strong African-American population who, if you go back and look at Colonial Beach, there is a lot of history here. And I don't think we all know enough about that. Then there's one community did huge storyboarding, which I love that. We have Town Hill, and they gave them all like huge markers and pens, and they got to answer different questions with short answers, and that was all collected. We've got a great group of families with kids. We've got a wonderful school system. We have so many different avenues that we can reach into to find out what those stories are. And then once it's all collected, phase two is the really big one. Then we can start putting that together as to what the plan is. And then working with leaders in our community to make some of those changes, or just awareness is so key. And just being, again, being aware of who's around you and who's here and what they do.
Kelly, I met my 93-year-old neighbor for the first time down the street, African-American, and he is a historian.
Wow.
And so, yes, yeah, so we will bend his ear, record his messages, bring him to a couple of meetings.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're right, there's so much history here, and that needs to be brought forth.
Yeah. Well, I know having the Riverview Inn, being next door to Miss Elliott at Doc's Motor Court, I heard so many incredible stories. She had newspapers and books, and just, and if you could get her to stop for 5 minutes, because she, at 90-something, was always moving, she had so many things to tell about Colonial Beach and watching it through all of the different changes. And I think we owe ourselves that knowledge. Yeah. And it brings people together. Everybody loves their family. Everybody likes to have a meal together. You know, there's a lot to share.
I've heard the term elder bank. Are you all familiar with this term?
Mm-mm.
I've heard the term elder bank to refer to the knowledge that elders in a community carry, and that we lose our elder bank over time if we don't collect those stories.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like this is a marvelous way to collect stories from the elders before they're lost.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
Absolutely.
But also, too, to listen to what brought someone here. I mean, we all came for different reasons. You know, Michelle's here because Jenny used to be here as a child. Glenn is here.
Weekender.
Yeah. I came here because I was looking for cheap beachfront property.
And I came to be near my parents. So,
yeah.
Richmond.
So, I mean, there's many things we love in this community. And there's so much to share and offer.
I'm so excited talking to you all about this. When I first heard about Heart and Soul, my first thought was, oh, this is going to be one of those airy fairy things where we all sing kumbaya and, you know, like that. But it sounds like it's a very well organized, well thought out and tested program that actually works to bring a community together and create a positive outcome.
Well, we need to roll up our sleeves and get together with everybody in the community, so we can make a difference.
Are there people out there in the community that should expect to hear from someone with the Heart and Soul program?
Absolutely. And if they are interested, there is an email address, and it is heart.soul.cbva@gmail.com.
heart.soul.cbva@gmail.com.
Yes. And again, I know those who have attended prior meetings and that have been a part of Community Heart and Soul collectively to begin this process. I know Jeff Crook from DCB has reached out to them to give them an update. So again, if you're hearing this and you want to get involved, you can reach out to the Community Foundation. You can reach out through DCB. You can reach out through the Chamber. Many of our community already know Glenna, Michelle, myself, you, Sally. So there's ways to get to us. I own the business, the Review Inn in town, and they're welcome to always stop in there, and we'll make sure that we get the word spread. But we really want everybody to get a ticket donation to come
October
15th, because we're going to have so much fun, and I want to meet more of our neighbors.
Yes. Awesome.
So I've never been to the winery.
Oh, you have not?
No, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, excellent. It's really cool.
It's really cool.
Yeah. And it's there on the same property as the Moose Lodge.
Yes.
So if you've gone back in that area, you can find it. It'll be on your left as you go down that long road.
Right.
I am thrilled that you all were able to take the time to sit down and talk about this today, because I think it's really important, and it sounds like you have it well in hand. Mm-hmm. And I want to, again, reiterate that if you want to reach out to participate in Heart and Soul, you can email heart.soul.cbva@gmail.com.
Correct.
And is there, can I put out a phone number in case someone doesn't do email very well?
I mean, they can call the inn. I'll just say that my inn number, which is 804-224-4200. They can reach out to the Chamber. We'll make sure that the Chamber is aware of any incoming phone calls. I'm not sure if the Foundation or DCB has a phone number connected to them, but you're always welcome to stop in and ask, and we'll make sure we have information.
Yeah, I know you've said what DCB is. I'm going to say it one more time. DCB stands for Downtown Colonial Beach, and they're the people who administer the town's Sip and Stroll program. So in addition to many other things, they're a Main Street affiliate.
Main Street, that's important.
Yeah.
Right. How can someone become a part of this program beyond attending the event?
Well, if they're interested in the storytelling collecting, they can let us know, again, either through email or phone, or stopping in to say they want to be part of this. I believe the email that Jeff sent out had a next meeting date, which, forgive me, I'm not sure what that date is, but we will continue to get the word out.
But anybody can participate by sharing stories.
Absolutely.
Yeah, fantastic. Is there anything else that you want to tell people before we wrap up?
Come to the concert.
Thank you all for doing this. I appreciate you taking the time.
If you enjoy the programming on WWER, please consider making a donation. You can find out more at wwer.org/membership.